What's up? This is Kinsley, and you're listening to the Curls and Courage podcast. Hello, my loves, and welcome back to another episode of the Curls and Courage podcast. I'm your host, Kinsley Meeks, mental health advocate, coach, and athlete, aiming to inspire you to reach your highest physical and mental potential. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to listen to my podcast. It's summertime, right? And we all want to look good in a bikini. I mean, you're spending more time outdoors, going to swim parties, traveling, and expanding your summer wardrobe. You want to look your best, but you also want to feel your best. And I get it. I'm the same way. But lately, I have seen so many unhealthy summer cutting trends that are gaining popularity right now, focused on rapid weight loss and leaning out for beach season. In the online health and wellness space, many well-known influencers are glorifying these crash diets, juice cleanses, detox diets, and unhealthy medications, as well as just insane procedures and so much more. TikTok's latest trend, Skinny Talk, is actually a great example of this. I know you guys all love that TikTok platform, and it just continues to pop off. In this trend, extreme dieting protocols are glamorized and unattainable bodies are celebrated, often at the expense of mental and physical health, which you guys know I am not about. I want you guys to look amazing for sure. You have to work hard. You have to challenge yourself, but not at the expense of your mental health, not at the expense of your physical health. You feel me? It's about looking good, but feeling good too. So in today's episode, I'm going to share a few tips on how you can get the summer body you desire and be able to maintain that beach body year round. We are talking trends that you need to avoid and sustainable habits you need to start incorporating today. But before I give you guys the rundown, I want to share one of my most embarrassing summertime memories just to break the ice a little bit. Ask myself, like, why do I do this to myself? But sometimes you just have to laugh at yourself, you know, and want you guys to feel entertained. So let me tell you this story right quick. This was back in about, I would say 2019, 2020, when I was still in high school. I'm 23 now, so not even that long ago, but safe to say I have changed quite a bit from this time in my life. I definitely still have a wild side, but back then, no lie, I went through a short phase, just a couple of months really, where I was kind of crazy. I was doing the most. So my friends and I decided to go to the beach on one summer day, just a little day trip to the island. It's called Dolphin Island. For those of you who are familiar, I used to live back in Mobile. So this island's like 45 minutes away from my house. It's really pretty, really peaceful, and just, again, not very far away. So we're on this beach one afternoon, and we decided that we wanted to go out in the ocean, but of course, we needed to skinny dip. And also, let me just say, we were on a super private part of the beach, and it's super low key. Like I said, not many people around at all, very chill. I'm 18, I'm on summer break, I'm feeling free. You can picture the vibe that we were going for. So as I'm out in the ocean, I, of course, started to take off my bottoms. And as soon as I get them off, this huge wave comes and knocks me over. So I'm tumbling around, and it's not just me doing backflips in the ocean. It's also my bottoms hitting backflips. Long story short, my bikini bottoms were lost in the ocean, and we seriously could not find them. My two friends, we were out there looking. I was looking, and they were nice ones too. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of the brand Triangle. I know it used to be a little bit more popular than what it is now, but these were super cute and super expensive bikini bottoms, might I add. But the thing is, I have to get out of the ocean, and who is going to just have a random spare pair of bikini bottoms with them, right? So I end up just kind of inconspicuously making my way to the shore where my friends meet me with a towel. So I wrap this towel up around my bottom half, and we head to the store to get these bikini bottoms so we can continue with our beach day. Of course, this was an issue as well, because remember, again, we're on a really small island. Keep in mind, this is not a super popular place. There's not many restaurants around. There's definitely not many clothing stores around. So we're having to drive pretty far away first off. And we had to actually go to multiple stores before we finally found like the ugliest pair of bikini bottoms. Didn't fit right. I remember because the print was like so strange, and I think I had to get like a kid's size or something. So they were just not fitting the physique, not very flattering, but at least I got them, right? It was definitely a memorable experience. And honestly, that's what I get for skinny dipping. I love hearing stories. I love hearing about funny, memorable moments. So if you guys have any stories about summertime that you want to share with me, something embarrassing, something memorable, please send me a DM to at Curls and Courage Podcast. Let me know your story because, you know, I like to laugh too. But now it's time to get serious. Time to get into today's topic. Filming on a Monday right now. I'm two coffees in and we ready. So there are three main concepts that I'm breaking down for you today on getting and maintaining that summer body that you want so, so bad. First, let's talk about the toxic trends that you need to avoid. What you shouldn't be doing is this. Any nutrition, trend, concept, procedure, drug, medication, cleanse, DIY protocol, or overly restrictive diet that seems a bit extreme. Most common ones that I see right now, some we touched on briefly earlier, but I just had to make sure you guys heard me clearly. Crash diets, juice cleanses, and detox teas. Ozempic misuse or unprescribed fat burners. Overtraining and dehydration protocols. Social media pressures. This is a big one too. TikTok and Instagram, Fitspo. Let's be real, you guys. If you look at something online or you talk to someone and they tell you something and you think, like this probably seems a bit too good to be true, or ooh, like that seems kind of restrictive, or that protocol may make me feel a bit unwell, 9 times out of 10, the protocol, the wellness habit, the dieting trend, it is too extreme and it will make you unwell. Here's the problem. These dieting trends may get you lean short term, but they come with many significant health risks. Crash cuts damage your metabolism, weaken your immune function, and many times lead to muscle atrophy, which is just the loss of muscle, in this case, due to lack of nutrients or overtraining. On the mental health side of things, constant focus on the scale number or your appearance is going to increase your anxiety and is going to lead to more disordered patterns and behaviors. Please keep in mind that social media fueled trends often lack scientific backing and professional oversight. I mean, nowadays, anyone can be an influencer, anyone can be an online fitness coach. All you really have to do is put in your bio that you take clients and that you coach for fitness, or you say that you're an athlete, post a couple shots of you in good lighting, you have a pump in the gym, your physique looks great, and now people believe that you can help them. So don't follow a specific trend just because your favorite creator is promoting it. Keep in mind that these people literally get paid to promote products. I mean, that is literally their job. They're being offered money to promote these products. And I won't even lie, I fall into this trap a little bit as well. This is a part of work that I do that I absolutely love, but I make sure that brands I work with, I truly do trust and I truly do use their products. I would just never feel right trying to get someone to use a product or manipulate someone into using something or trying a trend that's going to make them sick for my own gain. Like, that's just not the type of person that I am. And I really do hate that there's people like that out there. It's crazy. So just be careful. Know your red flags. Next thing I want to segue into is just what you should do instead. You know the myths. Again, you know the red flags. But what should you do instead of following these extreme protocols? First thing is you need to understand the concept of food as fuel. What you eat really does play a significant role in not just the way that you look, but also the way that you feel. I don't know if you guys have ever had a specific point in your life where maybe you've went the whole day without eating, maybe you missed a couple meals, and then you get to the night and you're just feeling terrible. I mean, you're starving, you want to eat everything in your pantry, you also have no energy, you're tired. It's because you went the whole day without fueling your body, super unhealthy. So you want to try to eat balanced meals with lean protein, healthy fats, and carbohydrates. Remember, protein is going to be the main building blocks of our muscle cells. Healthy fats are going to be responsible for many different functions in the body, especially for my girls. They're going to help you with hormone optimization. They're going to help regulate your body temperature. They're going to help your brain function. They're going to help with reproduction. Your body needs these healthy fats to regulate your mood and to give you the best mental health possible. And then lastly, carbohydrates. Everyone thinks that carbs are the devil, but there's multiple types of carbs. When you're eating clean, complex carbs, they're actually a good fuel source for your body when you consume them in moderation and around your training and around your everyday function. Carbohydrates are our body's main energy source. I tell most of my clients to follow like an 80-20 rule, unless we're doing some super specific contest prep or you're psychotic like me and you follow the 97-3 rule. But for the most part, I try to at least promote balance because I do think it's the healthiest way to go about things. So eating 80% really clean whole food sources that you know benefit your body and leaving that extra 20% to be a little bit more flexible, maybe eating out a little bit more, eating some foods that you really enjoy but maybe aren't the most healthy, that's going to be the way to go about things for most people. I think that's a great rule of thumb. You want to place yourself in a moderate caloric deficit. So this means you are burning more calories than you are eating over a significant period of time. Now, when you're in a caloric deficit, you can make that deficit extremely large, you can make it very small, or you can make it kind of moderate. And again, my recommendation is to make it more moderate, to make it more balanced. So you want to aim to lose about 0.5 to 2 pounds per week. It really depends on the person. It depends on your goals. It depends on your specific body. But about, again, 0.5 to 2 pounds per week is a good place to start for most individuals from my experience coaching. Another thing is you want to try to have protein with every meal to preserve muscle mass while you are in a deficit. If you're creating this deficit, try to pull a little bit more away from the fats and the carbohydrates first before you get rid of the protein, okay? You need to have a balance of all three of those macronutrients, but that protein is going to help you maintain your muscle mass, especially if you are cutting. This is a really great protocol that I use for myself and then I also use for my clients. Next thing, we want to talk about training. So strength over skinny is a great kind of phrase that I like to use. If you want muscle definition, you actually need to lift heavy and hard. A lot of people have this big misconception, especially girls, and I get it because I know we're not trying to look super crazy. I know most of you girls don't want to look like the Hulk. If you do, that's awesome. More power to you. But most of you don't. You want to have that feminine, lean muscle tone, just nice, beautiful look, right? So if you want to even develop those tone arms and those tone legs and those big glutes, you need to prioritize heavy strength training. It's not going to make you big. It's not going to make you bulky. It's actually going to change your body composition for the better. You have to push hard in the gym, and strength training is the most beneficial way to actually transform your body composition. True strength training with progressive overload and following a nutrition protocol that matches your goals specifically. And then last thing I want to talk about kind of in this realm is you have to prioritize your sleep and you have to reduce your stress. These are the best fat burning weapons that you have. And the good news is they're free. So trying to sleep about 7 to 9 hours every single night. I know that's not always possible, but just trying to get in bed when you can, trying to rest your body. And then when it comes to reducing stress, I would say that means relieving or reducing the pressure in your mind. Life is so hard and stressful. You have to do your best to try to manage this, whether it's practicing different meditation techniques, whether it's taking breaks when you need to, whether it's hanging out with someone who makes you feel good, Whether it's having a good routine at night to help you wind down and reduce stress, doing more things that you enjoy, taking supplementation that helps with this, just knowing how to really calm down your body and your mind. You don't want your cortisol levels, which is going to be your body's main stress hormone, to be elevated, because that's going to lead to all other types of problems mentally and physically. And when it comes to making gains and developing that bikini body, if you're stressed, if you're not sleeping, you simply will not get there. And I want to take a moment to also tell y'all, I am taking online training and nutrition clients. Obviously, I'm super passionate about what I do. So if you're confused, you don't know where to start, or maybe you've been following a specific nutrition and training protocol, but it's just not working, you're not seeing the best results, and you need help in getting that summer body, I'm your girl. I got you. The best way to reach me is by sending me an email at kensleymeeksfit@gmail.com. That's KENSLEYMEEKSFIT@gmail.com. We'll go through a consultation. We'll talk goals. We'll talk progress. We'll see what we can do to place you in the very best position for success. I'm excited. And then last concept that I want to talk about today is the concept of balance. This is something that I am constantly working to improve personally as well. It's not easy. If you struggle with balance, you're not alone. And I truly do believe, I will say, with any goal that you have in life, something's got to give. So maybe you're not at this 100% balanced approach, but finding a little bit of balance, at least a small amount in your wellness routine, is important, because this means you are establishing a plan that supports your goals, respects your body, and is actually sustainable long term. You shouldn't be following a regimen that leaves you feeling absolutely exhausted, injured, or burnt out. Those three feelings or those three ideas, I have been through many, many times. So please learn from my mistakes. Let's talk realistic ways to find more balance. First thing is listen to your body. There is a huge difference between being tired and being lazy. As I was kind of brainstorming for today's podcast episode, I ended up coming across some research, and this was a table sharing the key differences between being tired and being lazy, because sometimes you maybe just don't know, or you maybe don't want to admit it to yourself, but knowing the difference is so vital when it comes to getting the look that you want for summer and maintaining that look long term, because you can't be lazy, but you're allowed to be tired. So let me read this out to you. If you're tired, your body feels heavy, sore, or sluggish. If you're lazy, your mind is making excuses or procrastinating. If you're tired, you've been active, working, or mentally stretched. But if you're lazy, you haven't done much and you still avoid doing more. But you're tired. I mean, sleep has been poor or stress has been high. But girl, let me tell you, you're just lazy if you feel fine but don't physically feel like it. Now, you're just tired if the basic tasks in your day feel hard or difficult to start. But girl, you being lazy if you scroll, snack, or distract instead of starting the task that you know you need to finish. And then lastly, you are plain tired. I'm telling you, girl, like, you need some rest if you want to show up, but you just can't fathom doing the task. You just can't muster up the energy. But you are lazy if you're capable, but you're just not motivated, because motivation comes and goes, but you know you're capable. All right. So knowing the differences and being more self-aware is how you determine whether or not you should push through or not on that particular day. Learning how to listen to your body is a great skill to develop. Second key idea I have for creating more balance in your wellness routine is creating a more flexible schedule. This is so important because in the summer months, you want to travel, you want to be present with your friends, and certain things do come up where maybe you're not able to follow your plan perfectly or the way that you wanted to. That's life in general. For me personally, I used to trip. I'm talking T-R-I-P if my schedule was messed up. Like, girl, I would be telling myself now, if I could look back, just calm down, please. Like, why are you tripping? If I didn't train at 5 p.m. exactly, the world was going to end. If I didn't eat my chicken and rice exactly 45 minutes and 32 seconds after my training session, my day was ruined. Listen, it's good to be disciplined, and that's a habit I'll always keep. But it is bad to be unwilling to be flexible. Life happens, and your routine should make space for that. I'd suggest planning your workouts weekly, but allowing for swaps. Say you get a work call, you may need to train later, and that's okay. Say you're a parent and your child is sick from school, you have to go take care of them. That means you wanted to train on Wednesday, but now you may need to just get some steps in, hold the baby in your arms, and get your training in tomorrow. Next, I would say prepare your meals in advance. At least try to have some staple foods, maybe a little bit of rice cooked up, a carb source, a little bit of chicken cooked up, a protein source, and maybe some veggies cooked up, help you get in that good micronutrients. That way, all you have to do is get those meals and piece them together when you're in a rush. There's also a couple snack ideas you could do, whether it's a protein shake, a healthy protein bar. You guys know I'm a major fan of Whole Foods, but if you can find a good protein bar out there, there definitely are some, and definitely better than a Snickers bar, I'll tell you that. Having some Greek yogurt, you know, different things that you can have quickly are important. And then lastly, just be okay with not being perfect. Once you have this, I don't know the word, once you have this feeling of, I don't have to be perfect all the time, it is so freeing. You have to focus on progress over perfection. Next tip I have for you guys, and again, something I'm working on myself, is getting rid of an all or nothing mindset. I think a lot of times in the health and wellness space, we may have this plan laid out for ourselves, right? Let me give you guys an example. You know you want to look good on this specific beach day. I mean, your boyfriend's going to be there. You got a brand new hot pink bikini. You're ready to show that body you've been working for. That morning, you wake up, you go to the gym, you get a great workout in, you eat a really good, well-rounded breakfast, high protein, healthy fats, a little bit of carbohydrates. You get ready for your beach day, and then your boyfriend comes in, and girl, he bringing you donuts. He bringing you that Krispy Kreme, and you eat 3 donuts. And then you just think, might as well eat more donuts tonight. Might as well not be active today. Might as well not drink my water. Might as well just not follow my meal plan. Even though it's only 11 a.m., let me just mess up for the rest of the day on purpose. That is called self-sabotage. That is called an all or nothing mindset. Just because you make a mistake doesn't mean you shouldn't get right back on track the exact moment that you can, right? It's more about consistency than anything else. Next thing I have for you guys is you need to know your why and revisit it often. I'm a big advocate of just having purpose behind the moves that I make. So in this case, why do you want this summer body? Do you want to be stronger? Do you want to be more confident in your own skin? Goals will give you structure, okay? But your why is what keeps you committed. Try your best not to compare to other people by just staying focused on your own personal motivations, knowing why you do what you do. And then lastly, when it comes to finding balance, I would say just be present in the moment. If it's summertime and you are hyper fixated on the way that you look at the beach versus just being present with the ones that you care about, that is a major problem. We only live once, and it's important to embrace every moment. So try to be more self-aware. Again, something that I'm working on, and live a healthy lifestyle. Don't treat it like a chore, and be able to be present with the people that you care about while finding whatever balance looks like for you. Balance is going to be very different for me, a bodybuilder, versus my friend who's in the music industry. You know what I mean? It's going to be a different type of balance depending on your lifestyle, depending on what goals you have in life, but it is key. And again, you want to make sure that you're having a healthy, active lifestyle, regardless of the situation that's going on. All right. So before I kind of end things for today's show, I want to go ahead and take a listener question. And the question for today is, what is your gym ick? Something that people do in the gym that instantly makes you cringe. This question is funny. So whenever I'm at the gym, I am pretty focused. I don't really pay a lot of attention to others around me, or at least I try not to. But yes, of course, I'm human and there are some things that just catch my eye. So my biggest ick that comes to mind, especially being in Miami, people just be doing the most, is when people wear sunglasses to the gym. I have seen this multiple times and it just makes me cringe and just feel some type of way. Say I'm like on leg press and I'm trying to hit a hard set, and then I look over to my left and this guy doing curls and aviators. Like, are you working out or for takeoff? You feel me? Like, why are you wearing shades indoors? Who are you hiding from? And why are you trying to act like you're training for a Men in Black mission right now? Like, we're literally at the gym. That just gives me the ick. Thank you for that question. You guys feel free to send me any gym icks that you have as well. That really made me laugh. And then if you guys do have any questions, the best way to send those questions in is the Instagram account that I mentioned earlier. That's at Curls Encourage Podcast on IG. Or you can just follow my personal Instagram account. That's at @YoItsKinslow. I really focus on bodybuilding, fashion, mental health, training, lifestyle, just all type of things when it comes to the health and wellness space, and a little bit of fun too on my Instagram account at @YoItsKinslow. That's at @YoItsKenslow. Be sure to send me a DM if you want to connect more. I want to thank you guys so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with someone who needs to know the hard facts behind getting that sustainable bikini body. Please also rate and review the show. It's super easy to do, and these rate and reviews help me so much. Wherever you're listening to this podcast now, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, please do me a favor, scroll down and rate and review my show. It would mean so, so much to me. I read every review and I check the ratings as well. Again, if you're interested in one-on-one coaching, know that I'd love to help you. Feel free to reach out to me on Instagram. And then I also want to encourage you guys and ask kindly, please follow my YouTube channel, Kinsley Meeks. Right now, I'm kind of taking a small break from YouTube as I'm building a studio out in my house for the podcast, but it's about to be sick. So I'm super excited. You guys don't want to miss it. Got some cool guests that we're going to be having on the show soon, and actually going to be filming them in the studio in my apartment once it's all created. So definitely a work in progress, but I'm excited for y'all to see it and just really appreciate the support so, so much. Catch the podcast every Thursday at 10 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time on WDJY 99.1 FM. I will leave the link in the show notes if you're interested in listening on that specific platform. And then one more reminder to stay away from the insane gym culture trends and stick with a balanced, sustainable approach to getting that summer body that helps you look and feel your best, a routine that challenges you but leads to good health and longevity. And please never let me catch you wearing Ray-Bans at the gym. Thank you guys again for supporting my show, and I wish you the best physical and mental health possible. It's hot girl summer year round, baby. Okay. Talk to y'all next week. Bye.